All right, here we are. Psalm 32. Nothing to do with the message. Just where I'm at. Psalm 32. We tell our young people and students, even today, we told them, be careful that you not get a bad attitude. Bad attitudes are, well, bad. And they'll mess you up. You got a bad attitude, you don't see anything right. You got a bad attitude, even sunsets aren't nice. Chocolate no longer is appealing. I know, it's rough. Because you got a bad attitude. You miss out on the blessings that God has for you when you have a bad attitude. You no longer appreciate your family. You might not even appreciate your church because of a bad attitude. You have no appreciation for the Word of God. You might not even understand the power and the value in prayer because of a bad attitude. It's a serious thing. Psalm 32 and verse 11 reminds us how important it is to have a good attitude. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Bible tells us to be glad in the Lord. Tonight's message is the attitude of gladness. Gladness is found by delighting in God and obeying His will. There's great gladness. I was talking to Madison Huber a little bit today. And I said, what's your favorite class? She goes, I don't know. It's either, and she lists five classes. I'm like, that's a great problem to have. What is it? She's got a good attitude. When you're obedient to God, delighting in God, there's gladness. There's gladness. There's a happiness within your heart that makes it all good. Gladness to enjoy the satisfaction of life. Listen now, that is in harmony with God's will, His plan, and His purpose for your life. When you settle in into doing what God wants you to do, how God wants you to do it, there's gladness. There's satisfaction. I hate that feeling of having things undone. Isn't that a frustrating feeling? Oh, when I wake up in the morning, I gotta finish that, or I gotta do this. The other night we used the dishwasher. We haven't used a dishwasher in a long time. I don't know why. We just wash things by hand. We got bad water is what it is, and it bakes the bad water onto our glasses. So we say, forget it, we'll just wash it by hand. And there it was, it, getting ready for bed, and I ran the dishwasher, and Sarah's like, what are you doing running the dishwasher? There was dishes in the dishwasher. The dishwasher was full. I thought I was actually helping. And I didn't realize that we were supposed to take everything out of the dishwasher and wash it. So I ran the dishwasher, unbeknownst to me. And there I was, laying in bed, just waiting for that thing to hit heat cycle so I could go quick, take everything out, burn my hands, and dry them off myself as to not bake. And there you are, just waiting, anticipating. I have something to do, and I have to get to it. There's no sleep. There's no rest. And that's just a dishwasher. How about in your life with major things? There's no harmony. There's no peace. Why? Because we are not satisfied with the goodness of God because we're not in His will. We're out of harmony with God. So there is no gladness in our heart. Everything is now in a bad attitude. But to enjoy the satisfaction of life that is in harmony with God's will, plan, and purpose for your life, there will I find gladness. Psalm 37 and verse 4. I have like 4 points. It's really pretty much that. If you got a hold of that, you could pack it up and think about all the things you have to do when you get home. But if you need some more help, Psalm 37 and verse 4, the Bible says, delight thyself. Every time I see that word delight, I say it, but I think of Donut's Delight on Waring Road. And you walk in and just the aroma, delightful. Delight thyself also in the Lord, it says. To have a relationship with God, to be in His will, there's a delight, there's a happiness, there's a gladness within. And He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord. An attitude of gladness is had by delighting in God. Look at Psalm chapter 4. Ever get sideways? You know what I mean when I say sideways? Ever get sideways? Nothing's right. You could be sitting at your favorite restaurant and you're upset. Kicking the dog, kicking the kids, kicking the car. It's too hot, it's too cold. You just got a bad attitude. Why? Probably because you're not right with the Lord. Because when we're in harmony with God, when we've delighted ourselves in God, there's gladness. In Psalm chapter 4 and verse 6, it says this, "There be many that say, who will show us any good?" Ever be looking at, have you ever looked for good only to not find it? Ever feel depleted in God's goodness? Ever feel like when God was pouring out His goodness and grace, He skipped you and then went on? That's the psalmist writing here. There be many that say, who will show us any good? And his response says, Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Help me to see you. Help me to delight in you, God. Look at verse 7. Thou hast put gladness in my heart. More, look at now, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. Listen, the goodness of God far exceeds full cupboards, far exceeds natural blessings. The supernatural blessings of God, to be able to see it and recognize it, the Bible says, will put gladness in my heart. It's been a while, but that's one of the reasons we like to take missions trips. Missions trips have multiple-fold benefits. Number one, it allows us to minister to the gospel in a faraway land. Helps us get serious. It gives us a 7 to 10 day mission where we are consumed with the Lord's work. There's no pulling into the post office. There's no going to the pediatric office. There's no going to the school district. There's no mowing. There's no... We're going in for a mission. And that's great. The second benefit is to be a blessing and encouragement to the missionary. Bring some joy. Bring some supplies. Bring some excitement and zeal and help and support and just extra hands and fellowship. But it also does something else. Helps us appreciate what we have back at home. Because sometimes we rub shoulders in the goodness of God for so long that we fail to realize what it is that we do have. We forget. We forget that not everybody gets to take a warm shower every day. We forget that not everyone has to sleep on a mattress this thin, if any. We forget that we don't have to eat rice every single meal. Are we more blessed than anybody else? No. No, but sometimes we rub elbows in God's goodness so much that we fail to recognize just how good it is. And that's what the psalmist says, Lord, lift thou up the light of the countenance of thy countenance upon us. Lord, help me to see you again. Help me delight in you again, because there in the relationship between man and his God, what is the response? Gladness in his heart. How many of you would say that your children don't appreciate what they have? Sure. They don't realize how good they have it. And if they do, praise the Lord. But one day they will when they have to buy it. When it's their job to stock the cupboards. Maybe they do. Maybe your children walk around and every meal, wow, this is great, this is a blessing. But sometimes I feel like that's how we are with the Lord. Lord, help me to see your goodness again. Help me to delight in just you. God says he'll put his gladness back into our heart. Look at Psalm chapter 19. Psalm chapter 19. Look at verse 8. Psalm 19:8 says, the statutes of the Lord are right. We know the song, right? Statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. But that first part, the statutes, that's these, the instructions of God. The instructions of the Lord are right. Look at now what it does. Remember, when I have fellowship with God, when I can see the light of his countenance, in Psalm chapter 4 and verse 7, it says that he puts gladness in our heart. Hey, when I obey the statutes of the Lord, what happens? My heart rejoices. See, let's go back to our definition again of gladness. To enjoy the satisfaction of life that is in harmony with God's will, his plan, and his purpose for our life. Gladness is found by delighting in God and obeying his will. And that's what it says. The statutes of the Lord are right. And when I do right, you know what? My heart rejoices. In obedience to God. Look at Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29. Familiar verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, what does it say? He that keepeth the law, three words. Happy is he. That means when I obey God, you know what? He puts gladness, happiness in me. One of the byproducts of doing right is gladness, is happiness. Maybe that's why. Could that be why maybe some are so miserable? Because they're not acting in obedience to God. Acts chapter 11, let's look at this real quick. Hey, I understand there's seasons, right? There's times. You just had a rough day. Your boss was giving you what for. You're the boss that had to give someone what for, whatever it is. Kids or dog, bills, health, whatever it is. I understand. But ought we not to live life in the gladness and goodness of God? Ought we not to delight ourselves in the Lord? Acts chapter 11 and verse 21 says, the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Isn't that a blessing of a verse? God was there, and a whole bunch of people believed and turned unto the Lord. And then tidings of these things came under the ears of the church, which is in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch. I believe that it is God's will and God's desire that all men are to be saved. Right? Yes? For whosoever, the Bible says, it doesn't matter. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. I believe that it is the will of God for all to be saved. Not some, not this side of the room, not that side of the room. No, I believe that it is God's will for all. And when people obey the will of God and believed and turned unto the Lord, you know what that should do? That should encourage some people. Look at verse 23. Who that we're talking about, Barnabas, when he got there, when he came and had seen the grace of God, look at, was glad. So look at this now. Their obedience not only produces gladness in their own heart, but when I obey God, you know what it does? It encourages those that are around me. Also, if my obedience to God pleases God and is a blessing to those around me, can we say my disobedience to God or my bad attitude is equally infectious? Have you spent time around with a critical, bitter person? What happens? You start kicking the dog. I don't kick my dog. I don't like my dog, but I don't kick him often. He ate trash today. I have pictures I could show you. And he was so ashamed. He's like this. He's sitting. He wouldn't even look at me. I was talking to him, and he closed his eyes. He was ashamed. He knew. But I don't kick him often. But have you ever been around somebody? Ever been around someone that's disobedient to God? You know what's going to happen? You know what happens when someone is disobedient to God? They're miserable. And you know what happens? That rubs off. Equally as much, when we obey God, Barnabas showed up and it exhorted him. It encouraged him. He was glad. What happened here? This group believed and obeyed God. Woo! Is what Barnabas said. I don't think it's in there, but I don't know. Maybe Barnabas is like Brother Rice. I don't know. Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad. It was from a group of people that just obeyed God. And God says, you know what? Not only am I going to give them gladness in their heart, it's going to affect everyone around them. The attitude of gladness and delighting in God and obeying His will. Number 3, Psalm 100. Look at this one. This one's great. Psalm 100, verse 2. Serve the Lord how? Gladness. Anna, what's it say? Anna's looking at me like she'd never seen the Bible before. Serve the Lord, can you guess? With gladness. Thank you. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Hey, if you can't serve the Lord with gladness, you know what that means? You miss point one. You're not delighting in God. For to rub arms with Christ our Savior, the exchange will be gladness in your heart. And when we go and out and we teach the Word of God and we sit down with young people and we have a classroom and we have whatever it is, or we're holding signs and we're miserable, Jesus loves you. You want what I got. Come on. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Man, I love washing these urinals. This is great. Praise the Lord. Say, come on now. Washing urinals. I don't do it often. But ought we not to serve the Lord with gladness? Good evening. Nice to see you today. How are you? Welcome to Walker Bible Baptist Church. Hey, it's important. Say, how do I get on the usher team? Smile. Be polite. Be excited about the things of God. What happens if I don't feel that? You come on in and sit and get the preaching. We don't want you. We want you. We just don't want you greeting. Because we want to serve the Lord with gladness. Oh, it's my reefer nursery. the droolers, the biters. How about that two-year-old phase where they're just biting everything? The wood, the kids, you. I don't want to serve the Lord with gladness. And can sing the song so much. I don't know how you could sing the Lord with your mouth like that. You're not delighting in Him. Because it says, come before His presence with singing. When we come and we open up those hymnals, the psalmist is saying, it's like we're entering into the throne of God because He can hear it. He sees it. We ought to sing wholeheartedly. We ought to serve the Lord with gladness. Oh, you don't know, it's tough. I had a long day of work. And I read the things that some of these guys went through in the scriptures, and they served the Lord with gladness. Great gift of service to our King. What a blessing it is to serve our King. It was right before COVID hit. We were in D.C. Remember that? Were you there? Brother DeMeo, you were there. And we thought there was a chance we were going to see the president. Say, why'd you think that? Because there were 47 black SUVs. And no one could get within a tenth of a mile to the, where was it? Capitol building. So we're thinking, hey, something's going on. So we're trying to check, where's the president? Oh, someone saw it on the video. He's in there. All that kind of stuff. He gets in. The limo goes underneath the stairs. He gets in, comes around. We locked eyes. Joe was there. He could testify. He'll tell the same story I did. We waved frantically. He lifted his hand up. And I determined I was going to be his campaign manager. I felt that. I felt that close. Why? Because I was in the presence of the president. Sure, there was an armored vehicle between us and men with guns. But we got excited about what we... Are you kidding me? When we come into the presence of God, have we not gladness? We're very close to it. Psalm 122. Why do we come to church? Ask yourself that question right now. Why do I come to church? Because this is where my best friends are. This is where I feel loved. All of which hopefully are true. This is what I do every Sunday morning. It's a habit. Psalm 122 and verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Why do you come to church? If you come to church for the purpose to worship God, it will be obvious. It will be obvious to you. So how do you know? What keeps you out? What would make you not want to go to church? Why wouldn't you go to church? Why wouldn't you come to the church that you joined? Well, there's some problems. Show me a church that doesn't have problems. As long as there's people, there's problems. But we're a family. And we come together to worship the Lord. Let's never lose sight of the purpose of church, to worship God. Through song, through preaching, and to encourage one another. If you're coming for any other reason, I come here for because the drinking fountain is the best water I've ever had. My kids love the drinking fountain here. We have well water, so this is great. They like the fluorine. I don't know, and the chlorine. I hope you're here to worship. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3 that He'll put grace in your heart. That He'll put a melody in your heart in Ephesians chapter 5. I pray that you have an attitude of gladness. Say, how do I get that? By delighting in God, in a relationship with Him, in obedience to His will, in obedience to the Word of God, serving Him. Serve the Lord with gladness. You know what it tells me? I ought to be serving, and how I ought to be serving, in gladness. The Christian ought to be the happiest person in the entire world. Why? Because they know that they're a sinner and they've been saved and they have a relationship with God Himself. Amen. What bad news could you get? You got 4 flat tires. Well, that's going to put me a little behind today. But I'm still a child of God. I still get to serve Him. Poor Grandma Hartman, right? She can't see. Well, that's what she said she can't see. Is she here? No, she's not here. She says she can't see. She can still serve the Lord. Isn't it amazing that how God has a job and an opportunity for everyone to get involved? No one comes to the Lord and says, God, here I am. And He says, nah, I don't need it. I don't think we'll have this problem, but there might be, if we have a football team, if all the guys came out, I'm sorry, we only have so much room. That's not like how it is with God. We don't come to God and say, God, here I am. And He goes, I got no place. I'm very surprised you're here. I didn't even know. That's not God. He's ready. And you will delight yourself. There will be a gladness in your heart when we're obedient to Him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Do you know that you could come into the house of the Lord without gladness? Say, no. Yeah, it's possible. And just like that infectious gladness, God could use it, or the devil could use that to cause a division. Don't do that. Hey, be glad when you come into the house of the Lord. I understand we don't have to have all our ducks in a row. Some days I don't even know where my ducks are, much less to get them in a row. And I'm sorry for times that I misrepresent the goodness of God. That's on me, and I apologize. Sometimes even this guy loses sight of what it's all about. And I'm thankful for your patience, and I'm thankful that God is patient. And it's good when He renews that joy again. Psalm 32:11 says, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Gladness is for those that live each day for Christ. And good times, listen now, and in bad. I can serve the Lord in difficult times, and God would still bestow gladness. Let me ask you, is your happiness tied to circumstances or your belief and faith in God? And what can I do each day to walk in gladness? Not only for God, yes, primarily for God, but what about others? Are you so consumed with yourself that you fail to take into account that, hey, by my right relationship and obedience to God, it could be a help to somebody around me? That's what happened in Antioch. They sent Barnabas and they said, go tell us what happened. And he comes back and said, God showed up. Be careful not to seek gladness from any other source than the Lord Himself. Let's all stand. 8:15. Here we are, 6,000 degrees. If you were not here Sunday night, we had an important service. Just some updates on things. If you were not here Sunday night, make sure you get with me. I'll try and fill you in as quickly as I possibly can. All right? That was Sunday night. So this Sunday morning, we're starting some new things. We're asking you to wear a mask in, and when you get to your seat, then you can take it off. We have little stickers on the carpets. We spent like $3 a sticker. So please be nice, be careful. Budgets are tight. Listen, that's a big deal. And so we got sticky carpet ones. We're getting new filters, all that. We're just trying to do our best with all that, okay? And but in 2 weeks, we're starting Sunday school. We're going to have baptismal service coming up soon. We got Lord's Supper. We got young adults starting September 18th. That's a Friday night. We got adult Sunday school starting up. Remember, hey, listen, don't lose sight of God. In the grand scheme of things, our relationship with Him produces gladness. It's good. God is good. I am thankful for that. Soon to be Father Seth Seidman, will you dismiss us in prayer?